Radha Rasudanidhi Klasa Ki Jai. We're going to start a new verse, 78. But before that, I want to backtrack a little bit to the previous verse we gave over the last two or three days, verse 74, which talked about revealed a very beautiful pastime and Nikunja Leela, Nipriti Nikunjas of Braj, Radha and Krishna Yugo, and also a very nice seva, the very fortunate, gifted, merciful position that the Manjris attained, specifically Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati and his Srupavesh as a Manjri, his Bhava Manjri, standing there at the gate of Radharani and Shams, Kaili Mandir, Kaili Kunja, Love Bower, Forest Bower, Dwarasta Priyakinkari Paramaham Shroshyami Kanchi Dwanim. And he was standing there, so fortunately, the Manjari, standing at the doorway of the Kunja, Dwarasta. And what kind of maidservant is she? What kind of Manjari is she? She's a Kinkari, but not a regular Kinkari, but a very, very lucky, dear and sweet one. A very dear and sweet maidservant of Radharani, so she's been awarded and given this exalted position of Radharani's maid service, standing at her door. So therefore she is called here in this verse a Priya Kinkari, a very dear and sweet, loving, affectionate Kinkari. And she's listening to the Kanchi Dwani, the sweet jingling and tinkling of Radharani's waist bells, while she's enjoying with her beloved Shamsundar and the transcendental forest bowers of Brajadam. And at the same time, the Manjari is praying, oh, let everyone stay far away. Let no intruders come, no superiors come, no relatives or in-laws or anti-party or even coward boys or even personal servants. Don't let any of them come and disturb these blissful exchanges between my Swamini Radha and my worshipful Lord Shamsundar. So that's the basic idea of the verse. Dure snigda parampara vijayatam dure surin mandali mritya santu vidurato vrajapater anya prasanga kutaha. So of course these verses that we're studying are very anukulya for Raghunuga Bhakti, very favorable and conducive to meditation, conducive to prayers. This verse is a prayer, and it creates a lalasa, a hankering or desiring. Reading such verses with have the word kada or kabe or kim, when and how I will attain such spiritual perfection. They're very favorable for the Raghunugiya Bhakta who's following the path of the Kamanuga Ragatmika Brajajanas like Lalita and Vishaka and Rupa and Rati Manjari, pursuing the eternal service of Radha and Krishna Yugal and Madhura Rati, what is generally called Manjari Bhav or Gopi Bhav. So all these verses are verses of meditation, verses of praying, verses of visualization, verses of aspiration, lalasa and dhyan and prarthana and prerna. The verse prerna means inspiration. And we may read under the guidance of Guru such wonderful shastras as Radharasudhanidhi, Milakusamanjali, Prarthana by Thakur Mahashaya, and other wonderful granthas or rasic shastras, and we read them and then we reflect upon them, and so many other inspiring points may come. But just a small summary that I wrote in my notes in terms of the practicality of this verse is dealing with the most intimate pastimes of the divine Purushottam, Lila Purushottam, Sri Krishna and his divine eternal beloved Radha, and the transcendental totally alaukik and spiritual bower houses and Kali Kunjas of love bowers of Brajadham, the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Dham. But here, coming down to where we are in this world, this jagat, as sadhakas, endeavoring for siddha or siddhi, perfection, prem siddhi, seva siddhi, the perfection of attaining prema, but not only the perfection of attaining prema, but the siddhi or perfection of obtaining the prem seva of our cherished Ishtadevata, the prem seva of our cherished and most wanted and desirable Ishtadevata, in this case, Radha Govinda Yugo, this Priyatam Shamasundar and Priyaji Radha. So this is our highest aspiration, our ultimate goal, and the inspiration which is driving us forward with ashabandha, hope, and utsaha, enthusiasm, and dridha brata, with determination. Such verses, such thoughts, such guidance, these are the very sources of our inspiration, enthusiasm, and determination, which are all very necessary qualities to have or acquire or develop more and more to attain success in sadhana bhakti. Inspiration, enthusiasm, and determination. Srila Prabhupada once said that bhakti, devotional service, is voluntary. First of all, it's a privilege extended by God. It's not a right. It's not the birthright of the human to serve Krishna. It's his sarup. It's his sarupakata. It's his constitutional nature of every jiva is to be a servant of Krishna. Jivera sarupaya Krishna nityadas. That is his sarupakata. His sarup lakshana. Primary, main characteristic or attribute of the jivatma. The chit kana. The particle of consciousness, a particle of the Lord, mameyavamsho jivaloke jivabhutasanatana. But we can see the, whatever there are, I really don't know, let's say 4 or 5, 6 billion people on the planet, very few are serving Krishna. They've all taken birth, so many men and women, but only one, maybe one 10,000th or one 50,000th of the population is engaged in bhakti. How so? Although it's the original nature of every jiva, jivera sarup, it's our nature, sarup means our nature, to serve, but no one's serving because they have not received the privilege. How do you receive the privilege? By the causeless ahoituki kripa. We don't deserve it. We don't even desire it in many cases to serve Krishna. But somehow, by the causeless mercy of Krishna and the Vaishnavas appearing as our benevolent preachers and shiksha gurus, or appearing as our most merciful and compassionate diksha gurus, they interfere with our karmic independence. They interfere with our foolish, rebellious egos, which deny the very existence of God. God is dead. God does not exist. And if there is a God, it's a force. It's an energy. It's a light. It's all-pervading consciousness. So how do you surrender to all-pervading light? How do you serve all-pervading light? How do you love all-pervading light? You don't. Impossible. Therefore, you don't take up bhakti. You don't get the privilege. Even though the compassionate preachers and shiksha gurus may tell you or advise you or recommend and say, oh, not me. That's a great bhagya, great fortune to receive that gift of bhakti appearing as a tiny, little tiny mustard seed, little tiny, tiny mustard seed in our heart, the seed of desire to serve Krishna. It's our nature to serve, but without desire to serve, we will never express our primordial nature to serve Krishna. So the desire to serve, which activates our potential to serve, or our sarup, comes from Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasad He Pai, Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Ajeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavish Pai, P-A-Y-A, Pai, means to receive. You don't have it, you have to get it. To receive your diploma from school if you earn it by your fortune and endeavor, your enthusiasm, determination, and inspiration. So this is bhakti. So the devotional service is a privilege that's given to us. So this is the point here, that these verses are for praying for such a position, praying for this high, elevated, intimate, confidential seva as Radharani's Priya Manjari. These verses are a source of visualization, of meditation, and they create utkanta, hankering, lalasa, hankering, eagerness, yearning. So we read a verse like this, which is about a place, the transcendental place, Goloka Vrindavan, and where in that place, in the Kali Kunjas, deep in the very, very private, solitary Rahasya Kunjas, the Nibrita Kunjas of Vrindavan. No one is there. Even the rays of the moon cannot penetrate those dark, confidential, sweet, intimate love bowers. Only Radha and Krishna are there, and one or two mandiris. All their servants are elsewhere, engaging in various services. So imagine you're chanting japa. Oh, it actually is jap. First day is long, jap. We say japa and Krishna. But it's jap and Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. It's actually like this. We say Krishna. Most everyone says Hare Krishna. It's not Kri, I told before. It's not Kri and it's not Krishna. Go to Orissa, it's Krishna. In other places, it's Krishna. It's not Kri and not Kru. It's in between. Kriru. Krishna. And then Na is like Na. Krishna, Krishna. Indian tongues have it easy. It's their primordial language. And maybe Russians would have it easier also because their language is very close to Sanskrit. But generally what we hear is not exactly the... If you listen to Prabhupada's japa tape, we listen to it, but we can't hear it because our brains are too dull, too contaminated. Prabhupada's very clearly saying that Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Mostly the emphasis is on the Krish, not the Na. But we see in the modern kirtan, Krishna, Na, Na, Na. Some melodies, some ragas, maybe you could extend the Na, but not a japa. It's called poetic license. There's a term in English, poetic license. So when a poet writes something, he may forget the period, or what you say, full stop, or quotation marks, or he may use a dash, or he may have a line like this and then a line below it. That's his style. That's his way of communicating his emotions, his feeling, the imageries and the music of his language in whatever language he's... That's called the poetic license. It's not the grammatical correctness. So in bhajans, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 then it's singing. No hard and fast rules for Harinam Sankirtan. Shikshastim is about Harinam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Does it say japa? No. Sankirtan, you go anywhere. You can chant in the elevator, here, there, everywhere. Japa, you sit in one place. Harinam, you wear shoes here and there. Okay. But japa, you wear shoes? Not in the shastras say no. Hari Bhakti Vilas. So there are rules. Nam namakari bahoda nija sarvish tatrapita niyamata niyamata smarane nakala. Niyamata smarane nakala. There is no niyam for smaran. The verse is literally saying, Shikshastakam 2, Niyamata Smarane Nakala. There's no Niyamata, there's no Niyam, Yama Niyam. Like Niyam Seva, Kartik is called Niyam Seva, a special month where people do follow many clear and tight rules and ideas and regulations and vratas and vows to please Swamini Radha. Vrindavaneshri Radha, Niyam Seva month, Kartik Maina, Damodar month. So Niyamata Smarane Nakala, time, every time, all the time, chant Hare Krishna, and remember Krishna. Smarane Kirtane, Niyatam Smarane Kirtanam. Niyatam Smarane Kala. Kala means time, anytime, remember Krishna, always. If you're sitting for a job with your Guru Prasadi mala in your hands, you do Achman, then you touch that Prasadi. Now you're Guru Prasad and you're chanting and you're meditating. So at that time when you're meditating, you can imagine, oh, this verse is such an inspiration, a prayer, an inspiration for meditation. Let me try to see this Kunja Dwara and project myself into that Leela. This is visualization. It's not kalpana. It's not imagination. Because it's not from your dream world. It's not from your subconscious, your swapna. It's not a swapna creation. There's jagrata, waking, and swapna, sleeping, and susupti, very deep sleep. And then the fourth state of deep sleep is called turiya. Turiya is practically no one even goes into susupti. Most people just sleep at the level of swapna. Susupti means very deep, restful sleeping, or resting. And turiya is when you're so deep in rest, you have an experience of out-of-body experience, that you realize, oh, my body is there and my soul is there. There's a difference between my body and soul. And very clearly perceive this in a turiya dasha, in the condition of turiya. These are the four states of consciousness. Awaking, jagrata. There's a verse in the Vedas, utishta, utishta, jagrata, prapyan naro nibodhita. Prabhupada quotes it in his shloka book. He has a book of the shlokas. It's there. Utishta, utishta, jagrata. Wake up, wake up. Come to conscious position. Otishta, otishta, jagrata. Prapyan naro nibodhita. You've acquired, prapyan naro. You've acquired a human form of life. You should wake up to self-realization. Aham brahmasmi. Aham Krishna das. Aham Krishna dasi. So this is a nice verse. So here, when one visualizes this visualization, this meditation is coming from our Rasik Mahajans. They're Ragatmikas, Braja Ragatmikas, Kamanuga Ragatmikas. Kamanuga Ragatmikas of the inner circle, the Kaya Vyuha, the personal expansions of Radharani's divine Ladini Shakti Sarup, the Ashtasakis, Alita, Vishaka, Chitra, Induleka, Champak, Rangadevi, Tungavidya, Sudevi. These are the Ashtasakis. They're Radharani's expansions to give Krishna different flavors of love and different sevas. Like if someone loves someone, they think, oh, if I had so many forms, I could do so many sevas. Like if I'm a disciple of my guru, but I'm in a female form. So I can cook, or I can do sew clothes for his deities, or help with his tape production or computer seva or whatever, or just remember him and serve him in my home, whatever. But if I had another form as a brahmachari, then I could travel with him and then I could carry a suitcase, I could wash his clothes and fold his clothes and iron his clothes, I could massage his divine form. It would be nice if I had all these different forms. So we can have that thought, and we may have that thought. So what to speak of the Nitya Parishads? What do you think of Radharani? Radharani is only thinking Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Seva, Krishna Seva. Oh, I am one. I am Mahabhav Sarupini Radha. I am Ladini Shakti, Swayam Ladini Shakti Radha. Krishna has expanded his Ladini, his bliss halad, alad prema shakti, his bliss potency and his love potency has been expanded into me, and I have come from his heart, and from his mental plane of bliss and satisfaction, in the transcendent plane. Now let me. He's expanded me to serve him, and I'm serving him in the best possible way. I'm the greatest worshipper and the greatest lover and the greatest servant. I am Radha, Radhika, Radharani. I am the Radharani. I am the queen, the Rani. Rani means the queen. I am the reigning king. I am the Samrat and the Samrani, or whatever they call. Samrat means the world emperor, Samrat. So I am the world empress, Samrati, or whatever the female is, or the same. I am also the Samrat of Mahabhav, Madanakya Mahabhav. No one sits on this throne. Only I sit on this throne. Only I am at this zenith, topmost level of Mahabhav. I am that Mahabhav Sarupini. But I want to serve Krishna in all kinds of Nayaka Bhavas, Nayaka Bhavs, as an Abhisarika Nayaka, and a Vasak Sajaka, and as a Kantarita Nayaka, and as a... So many different Nayakas, there's 8 different ones. So then how to do it? I am one. She expands herself. Alita represents one Nayaka Bhav, and Vishaka another Nayaka Bhav, and they're all Radharani, they're all Kayavyuha. So these Kayavyuha, personal expansions of Radharani, they come into Gaur Leela as Surup Damodar and Rai Ramananda and Prabhulananda Saraswati and Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Amazing. And then they write books. Yes, these are the books, these are the shlokas for you, the sadhakas. They want to attain our Swamini, our Radha's eternal service and Radha and Krishna Yugal's eternal service. Read these books, think like this, meditate like this, pray like this. This is not kalpana. This is Shastra Vichar. This is Shastra Nisheda. Shastra Nisheda. These are the Rasik Shastras, the Raghunuga Bhakti Shastras, to give shape to our visualization, to give direction to our determination, to give energy to our enthusiasm. These are most important. These are directly given by the will of Radharani, by the wish of Radharani, by the will of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's will is Radharani's will. Mahaprabhu's wish is Radharani's wish. Mahaprabhu's manobishtam, Sri Chaitanya manobishtam, stapitam yena bhutale, swayam rupa kadamayam, tadati swa. The swayam rupa is Radharani's rupa, or Mahabhasa Rupini. Sri Rupa Goswami has manifested the form, the name, the form, the qualities, the seva, the sadhana, the Raghunuga sadhana. Sri Rupa has manifested that sadhana to attain Sri Rupa, the Sri Rupa of Radharani, Radharani's Sri Rupa, the most intimate Manjari, teacher, guide, Mahajan, Rasik, Vaishnava. So Prabhupada Saraswati is absorbed in this mood of Manjari. So imagine, in our meditation, we're chanting very concentrated and focused japa, upamshu, very softly whispering. So soft, it's inside your mouth. It's vibrating inside your mouth and being received by your ears and being poured upon your heart in little drops of surrender and little drops of attachment for Nam. But then the mind is imagining and meditating on such a leela as we heard in this verse. You're standing at the Kunja Dwara and your mana antas chinta deha. Your antas chinta deha. Your internal, mentally conceived and desired siddha deha, siddha sarup. And you're with your internal mental ears. As I mentioned earlier, we have mental ears and mental eyes and mental nose and mental hands and feet. Everything is there in our manasik deha. And everyone has an experience of that. Whatever that manasik deha, whatever that mental body is when we dream. Sometimes it's not even anything to do with our external identity or our external sharir or body. A whole new persona is adopted in our dream world. A whole new identity and body is adopted in our dream world. In our dream, we dream, I'm a king, I'm riding in a chariot. When you wake up, you're simply a rickshawwala. You're a rickshawwala. You're not riding in a golden chariot pulled by eight horses. You're riding in an Atlas bicycle. You're riding in an Atlas bicycle, rickshaw. Rickshaw. There's all different ways to say it in different parts of India. And you're pulling your own chariot. The eight horses aren't pulling your golden chariot. So who is that in your dream? God knows, but you enjoy it. God knows, but you really like it. Or there's so many beautiful men in your dream, or so many beautiful women. And whatever your aspirations, your hankering, your lalasa is, it manifests when you sleep. But for devotees, we use the same mind, but consciously. It's called meditation. The conscious application of our mind is called meditation. The unconscious, unconscious, uncontrolled, all omnidirectional mind that's not in our control, conscious control, is called dreaming, swapna. So this is not kalpana, imagination, this type of raganuga meditations. This is real time. You're awake, you're sitting in Padmasana in front of Tulsi and Thakurji, chanting japa under the with the blessings of Shri Guru and your lineage, your line of blessed acharyas and mahajans, and under the umbrella of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And you're praying for the mercy of Nittai and Advaita and Gadadhar and Naratam and Lokanath, and all the benevolent guardians of pure devotion and the guardians of the Raganuga Marg. And then you're meditating. And your ears, your mental ears, because in a dream, everyone knows you hear in a dream, you smell in a dream, you taste in a dream, you touch in a dream. And someone touches you, and you feel that touch in the dream, and something happens to your body, and you wake up, and you're perspiring, or something else may happen. Everyone understands that. So what to speak in meditation? Now we're also in our mental body, a manasik seva, a manasik dhyan. It's mentioned here and there in some isolated purports and places of Prabhupada's books about manasi seva. Chaitanya Charitamrita and some purports about Nisringa Brahmachari and other places which we discussed over the years in our various classes going through Srila Prabhupada's books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the South Indian Brahmin meditating on cooking sweet rice. It's in what we call nectar devotion. It was only mental, in his mental body, in his mental mind, his mental fingers. His mental fingers were touching the hot mental sweet rice. And he woke up and my finger was burned. So the mind is a platform of reality for the yogi. The mind is a plane of reality for the yogi. And the mind is a platform of bogey for the dreamer. Everyone is a dreamer. Every conditioned soul is a dreamer. But a yogi of devotion or a yogi of gyan or ashtanga system, yama, niyama, asan, pranayam, pratyahara, dharana, dhyan, dhruvana, smriti, and samadhi, yogis of the ashtanga marg, the mind is the plane of transcendence. Krishna says in Gita, the mind is a source of bondage or liberation. Use the mind for meditating in Radha and Krishna and get liberated to the Prem Dham, the land of eternal Prem Seva, to Radha Krishna Yuga in the Kali Kunjas. So there you are in your you're meditating, I'm standing there in my siddhadeyas at Radharani's Priya Kinkari. And I'm hearing with my ears, my mental ears, which will someday become transcendental ears. The spiritualized mental ears will manifest as the spiritual ears, the Divya Kan, transcendental ears. Now we try to hear with our sincerity, our prerna, utsaha, and dridavrata, our determination, enthusiasm. We try to hear that sweet kanchi dwani, that sweet kanchi dwani, jingling of Radharani's waste bells inside the kunja. We try to hear those bells and we try to feel and identify with Radha's heart. Bhav Tadatmya. Tad Tad Bhavichatmika. There are two types of moods and Kamanuga. And Kamanuga, Raghunuga Bhakti, following the Kamatmikas, the Kamatmika gopis and manjaris, especially the Sakis, they are in the mode of Kamanuga. They're in the mode of Tat Tat Sambhogichatmika. Their Atmika, their mind and senses, Sambhogichatmika. Their Icha, their desire is to enjoy Sambhog with the manjaris. They're also in Kamanuga. Ragatmika is in the Kamanuga Bhav. But we are manjaris and maidservants, like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. So their mood is different. Their mood is Madhurya Rati. Their mood is Parakiya Bhav. And their mood is also Kamanuga, not Sambandhanuga. Kamanuga, intense intense Shringara attachment for Radha and Krishna, especially Radha. It's Kamanuga, but it's tad-tad bhavichatmika. Our desire is not sambhoga or enjoyment with Krishna, but to have the bhav of Radharani. We're hankering for the bhav and seva of Radharani. That bhav, that gopi bhav in the heart of Rupa Manjari, that gopi bhav in the heart of Radharani and Lita. I want to serve that bhav. I want to associate with that bhav. So this is the meaning of identifying with Radha's heart, bhav taratmyam, not identifying with her enjoying, her mood of enjoyment with Krishna and Madhurya Sambhog or Samprayog, divine union. We don't identify as the enjoyers or the bogies, or yes, Radharani's enjoying, yes, I'm enjoying. No, what is Radharani's bhav, her mood of seva, her mood of surrender, her mood of pleasing Krishna? Identify with that. And I'm poised and I'm standing and I'm waiting for my seva time to come. Such a meditation while chanting japa is bliss for the internal eyes and bliss for the ears and bliss for the mind and heart. And this is the blissful fortune attained by Radharani's Priya Kinkaris, as sadhakas during meditation or as siddhas at perfection in Prem Dham Vrindavan and our siddha sarup as Radharani's Priya Kinkaris and her dasis. So this verse is mentioning these points, so we wanted to go back and discuss these before starting the next verse, which is 78, a new verse. Continue with the new verse. This is the 78th verse, and we're starting today. This is kind of it's called a continuing of the same theme. It's the title of this verse is The Nectarine Flavor of Radha's Maid Service, or you can say the supreme attainment of Radha's Nectarine Seva. This is verse 78 of Radharasa Nidhi. It has four major points here. One, it describes the four goals of life, dharma, art, kam, moksha. Then it describes fixed devotion to the Ishvara, Vishnu or Krishna. Then it describes the nectar of Radha's seva. So I guess there's three points, not four. The four goals of life, fixed devotion to the Ishvara Vishnu, Krishna, and the nectar of Radha's seva. So this is the verse, 78. Here in this other book, they give the title, The Nectar Mellows of Sri Radha's Personal Maid Service. That's very nice. Dharamad, Dharmad yarta chatushtayam vijayatam kim tad britta vartaya sain kanteshwara bhakti yoga padavi tvaropita murdani yo brindavana simni kashchana Ganascharya Kishori Maninis Tat Kai Karnya Rasamrita Iha Param Chitte Name Rochite. Translation. Vijayatam. Again, this word, as in 74. Vijayatam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam proclaims Gauranga Mahaprabhu to one and all in his immortal teachings, Shikshamritam. And here Prabhupada Saraswati, his surrendered Nitya Parishad, is saying Vijayatam. All glories to the four human pursuits. Dharmadadi Arta Chatushtayam Vijayatam. As I said, all glories to the four goals of human life, the four human pursuits. Dharma, beginning, says Dharmadi, beginning with Dharma, then Art, then Kam, and Moksha, religiosity, increasing and cultivating wealth, Art, sense enjoyment, Kam, and liberation. Moksha, all glories to that. But kim tad britta vartaya? Why should we vainly speak about those goals of life, those chatush purusharta, chatur purusharta, the purusha, the man's desire, four desirable objects, a human's four desirable objects. Chatur Purusharta. Everyone talks about those things. Everyone desires those things. Everyone wants those four objectives and goals. A little religion and a lot of money. A little Ganesh Puja. A little Shiva Puja. A little Durga Puja. A little Vaishnav Devi Puja. And a lot of money. A little Dharma and a lot of art. Art. Money. Paisa, rupees, dharmart. Then when I get that money, a little dharma and a lot of money, then I do a lot of bhog, a lot of kam, sense enjoyment. And then if I get tired of that, I want nirvan. I seek nirvan. I seek shanti, shanti, shanti hi, peace, nirvan, transcendental bliss. Of meditation, moksha and mukti. That's it. That's all I could possibly think about attaining or desiring or working for. Therefore, these are the four goals of human life, the four human pursuits, chatur purusharta. So what does our rasik jana, what does our Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahajan say about that? Forget it. Just forget. Get it. Throw them out the window. This is Kaitava Dharma. This is not Param Dharma. Vyas Muni and Bhagavatam starts the very first canto. Dharma Projita Kaitavotra. He says the Param Dharma, the Bhakti Dharma, the Prem Dharma of the service, the loving service of Radha and Krishna. It says, Dharmo Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. This Bhagavat Dharma, this Prem Dharma of lovingly, without motivation, without desire, without personal objectives and motivations, this is Bhagavat Dharma, this is Paro Dharmo Adhoksajay. This Bhakti Dharma is Paro Dharma. So he says in the very first canto, in the first chapter, says dharma projita kaitavotra, that this dharma, this Bhagavatam that we're going to describe here in 12 cantos, dharma projita kaitavotra, it throws out all cheating dharmas. Cheating dharma is worship to get money. Cheating dharma is worship to get material objectives. Cheating dharma is fulfilling your desires. This is kaitava. Kaitava means cheating in Hindi and Sanskrit. Dharma projita kaitavotra. This Bhagavatam throws out all that. This Bhagavat Dharma, this Radha Krishna Puja, Sitaram Puja, Lakshmi Narayan Puja, is not for cheating. It's not cheating religion. It's Parama Dharma. Parama Dharma. Dharma, and it's for Dharma Projita Kaitavocha, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Parama Dharma Nirmatsaranam Satam. This is the topmost Dharma. It's meant for those that aren't cheaters. It's meant for those with clean minds and clean hearts and pure desires and aspirations to serve God and love God and attain God in a relationship of eternal loving service. In Vaikuntha, and Ayodhya Dham, Divya, Nitya Ayodhya Dham, and Vaikuntha, or Goloka Vrindavan, Vraja Gokul. It's for the Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Paramo Nirmatsaranam. For those advanced jivas and human beings that are Nirmatsarya, they're free from envy. Those truthful satams, those truthful and honest human beings that are purified and elevated in consciousness and desire, they don't want anything from God. They don't want anything from the devatas. They don't want personal satisfaction. They want love. They want alokik prem. They want Krishna prem, Vishnu prem, Ram prem. Everything for the center, nothing for me. Everything for Radha and Krishna. Das, das, anodas, das, das, anodas, Ram, das, anodas, anodas. Like Hanuman, he's Ram, das, anodas, anodas. So like Hanuman, we should be Ram Bhaktas. And like the servants of Vishnu, we should be das, Vishnu, das, anodas, anodas. And like the pure servants of Radha Krishna Yuga and Gauranga, we should be das, das, anodas. This is pure dharma. This is Shuddha Dharma. This is real topmost Sanatan Dharma. And everything else is cheating. Therefore, he says, Kim tad britta vartaya saikanteshvara bhakti yoga padavi. He says, why should we vainly waste our time speaking about those things? Let my exclusive devotion, Saikanteshvara, Ekanta means one, Eka, Anta. Ekanta means one end, one aim, one goal. What is it? Ishvara Bhakti Yoga Padavi. I want this, Ekanteshvara. I want Ekantiki Bhakti for my Parameshwar, for my Ishvara, Ishvara Vishnu, Ishvara Ram, Ishvara Krishna, and Ishvari Radha. Saikanteshvara Bhakti Yoga Padavi. That's what I want. I want exclusive devotion for the Supreme Lord to ornament my head. Twaropita Murdani. Twaropita Murdani. Murdani. Murdani means sheer, head, and twaropita means aropana, means to worship, to offer. I want this to be the ornament on my head. So that's the first point of the verse where he's saying this. Let exclusive, one-pointed, ekantiki bhakti, Ananya Bhakti, as Krishna describes in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas chintyanto mam ye jana paripashate, tesham nitya vyuktanam yoga kshemam vaham yaham. Krishna is telling Arjun, Ananya Bhakti, those Ananya Bhaktas, they want nothing but devotion to me. Ananyas Chintyanto Mam. These are my devotees. They want my bhakti, my seva, my love, my prem, my dham, nothing else. They're niskinchan and akinchan, and deaf to the world and not interested in chatur purushartha and mundane material goals and pleasures and satisfactions and promotions. They're my pure devotees. Ananyas chintyanto mam ye jana paripashate. Tesham nitya byuktanam. Tesham nitya byukta. Tesham nitya byukta. Abhyukta. Tesham nitya. I am eternally connected with them. They are eternally connected with me. Saranam ridyam mayam. Saranam ridyam twayam. Krishna tells Durvasa Muni in the ninth canto of the Bhagavatam, you don't know the heart of my Ambarish. You don't know the extent of his devotion. You don't know the extent of the powers of King Ambarish, my great devotee, my pure devotee, my Shud Bhakta. What are his glories? Do you know his mind, Durvasa? You have a very powerful yogi mind. You can travel throughout the universe, Muni Pungavanam, on the strength, Pantastakoti, Muni Pungavanam. On the path of the mind, you can travel throughout the universe. You've come to Vaikuntha because my chakra is chasing you, Durvasa. It's the ninth canto of Bhagavatam. But do you know the power of my ekantiki bhaktis, bhaktas like Ambarish Maharaj? Do you know their power? Much greater than yours. Why? Because their minds are Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunar Navarnane, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. Their minds are always fixed on my lotus feet. And what are they doing? Vaikuntha Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunar Navardhanam. Vachamsi, with their words, their minds are always fixed on me, and with their words, Vaikunthanath, they're always glorifying Vaikunthanath's nam, glories, leelas, everything. This is my ekantiki bhaktas. Ananyas chintyanto mam, ye jana paripashyate. And for them, tesham, they're always connected with me, heart to heart, mind to mind, desire to desire, seva to seva, moment to moment, life to life, life after life. They're always connecting me. Yogak shemam, waham yaham. A famous verse in Bhagavad Gita. Yoga, many people know this line. Yogak shemam, waham yaham. For them, I give everything they need. I give everything they need. And I preserve all the goodness and wonderful things they have. Because they use everything in their hand for my service. And they use everything they receive for my service. And they use every ounce of their existence, their man, tan, dan, for my loving service. These are my ekantiki bhaktas, like Ambarish. And this is what Sripad is praying here in his Mandri Bhav, his Gopi Bhav. This is Gopi Bhav. This is the mind of Raghunugiya Bhakta. This is the heart of Raghunugiya Bhakta. He says, what does he say? He says what he echoes and repeats what Lord Chaitanya says. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Dharma Adi Artha Chatushtam Vijayatam Kim Tad Brita Vartaya. Lord Chaitanya is saying the same point in his Shikshastakam. What do the Gaudiyas care about the four goals of life? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadishikamaye. Mama janmani janmani yashre bhavatad bhakti ahoitaki toyi. So the same point is said here by Prabodhananda Saraswati. We don't care about these things. We want the service of Radharani. All glories to the path of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, liberation. But what is the use of such useless goals and arts and topics for me? as for the position, compare this to the position gained, that I have gained by the unalloyed devotion, by unalloyed pure love, loving service, unalloyed devotion to the Lord. I have accepted that respectfully. I have accepted it respectfully upon my head. That's the second definite translation of Dharmad, Dharmad Yarta, Dharmad Yadi, Dharmad Adi, Dharmad Yadi, Dharmad Yad Arta, Chatushtyam, Tachushtayam, Vijayatam, Kim Tad Brita Vartaya. All glories to the four human pursuits, like religiosity, increase of wealth, sense enjoyment, and liberation. Why should we vainly speak about them? Let my exclusive devotion for the Supreme Lord, Radha and Krishna, ornament my head. In other words, what's being said here is, Prabodhananda Saraswati is teaching all of us that we should think and desire and feel like this. I don't care for it. We don't care for dharmart, kam, moksha. We don't care for liberation. Krishna Chaitanya is telling us the same point. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundaram, kavitam va jagadisha kamiye. I don't want anything. I don't want liberation. Birth after birth, all I want is Bhagavad Bhakti. All I want is ekanteshvara bhakti yoga padavi. It's a very beautiful point in this verse. So this is the first line. And then the rest of the verse says, however, on the very border of Vrindavan, there is standing and existing an indescribable jewel-like maiden who is the form of personified, compressed astonishment. And therefore, other than the nectarian fluid succulent, other than the nectarian fluid succulence of Radha's humble maidservant, this conscience of mind has no liking for anything else. That's the very poetic translation of this verse. Yo Vrindavana Simni Kashchana Ganashcharya Kishori Manis Tatkai Karnya Rasamritad Iha Param Chitte Name Rochite. This is a very poetic translation of this verse from Radharasura Nidhi by our dear godbrother Shriman Dasarath Sutta Prabhu. Now, Sri Advaita Dasji's translation is, nothing else can please my mind but the nectar ras of the maid servanthood of some most amazing jewel of adolescent girls from the outskirts of Vrindavan. So she's living, Radharani, and of course Krishna also. It says here, Vrindavan, Vrindavan Simni, Yo Vrindavana Simni. The word Simni, Vrindavan Simni, means on the border of Vrindavan. Just like we have the Simanta, the part of a woman's hair, the chaste Sati, the Vedic Sati, or chaste Patni, Sati Pati, the Sati, the chaste housewife in Vedic culture. In Hindu Dharma, she parts her hair in the center and combs her hair back and divides it into three parts and makes a bani. This is the chaste housewife in traditional Vedic culture. Srimati Radharani and all the Sakhi Mantris wear their hair like that, in a bani, because this is a sign of chastity. And there is great power in the vow of chastity, in the form of chastity, and in the expression of chastity. It says in the Shruti that one who lives by Dharma is protected by Dharma. So the Dharma, the Yamas and Niyamas of Dharma, they're called Dharma Nishedha, Dharma Nishedha, Yama Niyama Nishedha, Shastra Nishedha. So there are rules and regulations for all the varnas and all the ashramas. But now everything is do your own thing. As Krishna warns in Gita, that this principle of not following the Shastras leads to unhappiness, anxiety, distress, rebirth, and failure of human life. But that, of course, is the modern way. But in the Gita, Krishna warns that if you do your own thing and disregard the Shastras, and Krishna tells in the 16th chapter, the dire result of such freedom and independence, which we see everywhere expressed in India, even today, the cities and the villages, everyone's, quote, doing their own thing, expressing their own moods, dressing in their own ways, and wearing their own styles and fashions. But Krishna says, you can do this, that's your will, that's your wish. Ya shastra vidim, utsrija, vartate kamakarata, nasa sinama vapnoti, nasukam na param gatim. He says, throw away the shastras, yashastra vidi utsrija. Utsrija means throw it away, it's irrelevant, it's mythology, it's old-fashioned, it's unscientific. Then where do we stand without the shastras? We stand on the kamvarta. The kamvarta. We stand on the path of independent desire, the path of lust, independent desire, and, quote, free will, do my own thing. It's a modern age. Don't get in my way with shastras. So he says, yashastra vidim utsrija vartate kamakarata. You follow the kamvart, the path of freedom, and then that's your choice. Vartate kamakarata. You act according to your desire, your will. Oh, this is the modern fashion. This is the modern way. This is the standard now. Don't tell me about old-fashioned ways. Don't tell me about shastra, shastric laws. Krishna says, all right, you do your thing. Then what will you get? Nasa siddham avapnoti. You will attain no perfection in life. You'll not attain moksha. You'll not attain mukti. You'll attain misery, suffering, rebirth. Nasa sinam avapnoti, nasukam na param gati. You'll not attain happiness, and you'll not attain perfection or the supreme goal of life. You'll not go to Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha prapti or Golok prapti. Your next life will be animal, dog, cat, monkey, pig, whatever. Doubtful, many humans will even be human beings in their next life, the way they're living so irreligiously. So this verse, of course, he's touching a little bit of all these points, and we'll continue tomorrow with more of these, discussing this verse. In other words, it's neti neti. We don't want Manjaris and followers of Raghunuga Bhakti, they say neti neti. We don't no to this and no to that. We don't want this, but they say yes to this, and yes, I want this, and yes, I need this, and yes, I want to go here. So this verse has some negative aspect of, well, this is, we're rejecting this, because in Bhakti Marg, there's something called Shananagati, described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. He says that Sadgana Sharanagati or Sadvarna Sharanagati. He said there are six forms of surrender to God, six ways to cultivate a mood of surrender and a heart of surrender on the path of Bhakti Bhajan. Anukulyena Sankalpa Pratikulyena Varjanam. Anukulyena Sankalpa Pratikulyena Varjanam. Then he says, Goptritve Varnam Tata Sadguna. I can't remember the full verse, but he says that we should anukalyena sankalpa, this is very easy Hindi, we should sankalpa accept those activities, places, books, teachings, instructions, association, food, clothing, style, hairstyles, everything, which are favorable for bhakti, which are favorable for bhakti. What does favorable for bhakti mean? It means anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukalyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. Rupa Goswami explains in his comments on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, favorable means pleasing to Krishna. Those activities that give pleasure to Krishna and are done with a positive mind and a favorable mind. You're engaged in activities which are pleasing to Krishna, which means bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. And you're following the yama and niyama of shastras that are given to us by our guru and our guru varg and our parampara. You're following those do's and don'ts and regulations and rules, and your mind is in a very favorable position. I'm doing all these things to please Krishna and to make Krishna happy. This is called anukalyena sankalpa. And pratikulyena varjana means to pratikul, that which is against Krishna's pleasure, that which is in violation of the shastra edicts, the yama yama niyama nisheda, shastra nisheda, shastra yam, that which is against the shastras and that which is against the order of guru and against the wishes and satisfaction and pleasure of Krishna, that's called pratikul, against, pratikulyena varjanam. We reject it. We give it up. If I should dress like this, I dress like this. I should wear a kanti mala, I wear a kanti mala. I should adorn my head with urdhva pandra, tilak, we wear urdhva pandra, the sign of a Vaishnavi, the sign of a Vaishnava, a sign of a spiritualist. We should behave like this, we should sit like this and move like this, we should eat these foods and not eat those foods, we should read these books and not those books, we should go to these places and not those places. All these considerations are called anukulya and pratikulya. Accept the favorable things and reject the unfavorable things. Favorable for Krishna's happiness, favorable for Krishna's pleasure, favorable for our spiritual advancement, and favorable for the seva and pleasure and happiness of Sri Hari, Sri Guru, and the Vaishnavas, which will promote our cause towards Krishna Prema and the eternal Prema Seva, Krishna and Vrindavan. That is anukulya. So this verse is discussing some of the pratikulya things, the things that are against pure bhakti, the pursuit of dharma and art and kam. These are not pure bhakti. So they are rejected by the Bhagavatam, rejected by Vyasa Muni, and rejected by all sincere aspirants for Krishna Prema. We'll continue on this verse 78 tomorrow. Shri Radha Rasudaniti Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.